what?
Having a good time!
Like a what?
That was kind of scary, the way you were like,
oh my
fixing
god.
Your smile. I was like, oh my god.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone got their drink. You know, I had a dream about that last night.
Really? Like, what about it though?
I had a dream about this, I had a dream that you were like, I'm tired of just being Maria. I need a name.
Honestly, I kind of like that like, you're just like a whole thing, and then I'm just like, and I'm Maria.
And I'm Maria. Side character. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat, because we're ready to chat today. Maria, do you have a drink?
I don't have a drink. I actually forgot my water today.
Wow, for the first time ever, I'm the one with a water. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm the one.
Hey, show the logo.
No. They already take up too much of my time.
It does. And so, we really can't get rid of the siren's grip.
They're always watching.
Literally always.
They're always watching. No, I also remember about this last time we were in New York. I swear to God, everywhere, like, I get it, it's a really big company, but everywhere we turned, I swear there was at least a cup or
another store.
A food item or a store just on the ground.
Also just like social media.
I can't escape.
We really can't escape it. She's like everywhere.
I hate her.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding. I love her. Actually, I do like my job most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It is just honestly, like, it's game time, though.
Yeah.
It's game time where it's like, we gotta go.
No, literally.
I'm like, come on, why aren't more of y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
Make this a career.
No, please make this a please, career. Honestly, I'm actually, not even joking. Please,
I'm actually on my hands and knees.
Yes,
begging,
please.
Begging.
Please. I will be so grateful. I'm humble. I
will be the best.
I'll remember the beginning.
I'll remember the whole
Apollo, Belgium.
Apollo, Belgium, please.
Belgium's another one.
The duo, what was their name?
Mia.
Me.
No?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
We y'all too.
You. We
y'all
remember
too.
You. We remember you. Don't worry. Don't have your name, but we remember you. Comment.
Comment down below.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Y'all need to start commenting.
I know. I
love reading comments. On that new TikTok you posted recently, we've been getting some comments already. And it's going up more too.
I know.
It's in the thousands.
Last time I looked, it was at 7,000 views. Mm-hmm. I said, oh my god,
oh my
finally.
Goodness. Finally. And like you said, now that TikTok's like going to get banned supposedly. And I feel like this time it's like, real.
I don't
like,
know.
You know. Over the years, they always say, like, oh, TikTok's getting banned. TikTok's getting banned. But then nothing ever, like, happens. But this time around, I apparently already saw that they signed, like, papers for it.
I don't know. I'm really hoping that, like, it's not true.
Yeah, supposedly, like, January 19th or around there is when it's, like, supposed to be gone. I guess we'll see. But I like TikTok, personally. Listen.
It's my favorite social media.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
It's my go-to for everything. I'm Who the fuck is watching Instagram Reels?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is watching YouTube Shorts? A lot of people. A lot of people watch ours.
Yeah. But I don't watch Shorts.
That's where we get the bulk of our views is on YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My siblings watch Shorts a lot.
I feel like it's a lot for that. I was talking to you about it yesterday. A lot for that, like, that children brain rot activity. And so, I was watching what my niece was watching, and it made me kind of sad. It was literally just, like, all AI content, and it was, like, I don't know. It was really weird.
Yeah. But, like, it was, like, I think of the shit I used to watch. Like, I watched Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
I watched, Creepypastas. I feel like Creepypastas aren't that bad. Because, like, they tell stories and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What else would I watch? Oh, Fred! I love Fred! Fred would have to be able to brain rot.
I used to really...
But I loved it. Hey, it's Fred!
Fred! Really?
Do you know the movies?
I never got into Fred.
No, I love Fred. Annoying Orange?
I was gonna say, I used to love when they would make fruits talk. I didn't really fuck with Annoying Orange,
what?
But there were other, like, videos of, like, fruits talking that I would literally, like,
wait, did you ever see the one where, it was of a pasta singing a Lady Gaga song? Mama.
I remember it. Pasta, ooh la la.
Roma, ooh na na. Is that the actual song, or is that what they say?
I have no idea. I haven't heard that pasta version in so
long. I just remember it.
I saw it on TikTok literally like a few months ago, and I was like, I forgot about this, but that was such a good time. Wow.
Yes.
Well,
what else did you watch?
I used to watch a lot of like, okay, I need you to know that I was like 7, 8 at this time.
No, yeah.
But I would watch like babies laughing.
There's this one sound. It was like this one like ringtone I had. It was a baby laughing going.
That shit used to make me laugh so hard, and I don't know why.
Oh my gosh, I used to watch scary videos a lot just to scare myself. Like I
look I would
up
too.
dolls movie,
real life ghost encounter.
Yes, or like ghost I love watching camera. Stuff like that. I'd be scared as fuck later though.
Yeah, I would be scared as fuck. But also, like if I think about like the videos I used to watch, Mom, do we know those weren't real?
No, yeah, the Michael Jackson one. Come on now, I was genuinely scared of that
ones
one.
Ones that used to make me laugh were like Elf on the Shelf caught on camera because they're obviously like for like. Mm-hmm. I would watch these in, like, middle school because, like, they were, like, I thought it was so funny, but they were, like, very obviously, like, four kids. But the way that they would do it would crack me the fuck up, mm-hmm. where they would have, like, a string attached to the elf on the shelf, and they would just yank it, and the elf would go flying across the room, and uh-huh. The comments would be like,
oh my god.
Oh my god. I can't believe it's real.
What's happening, guys?
That shit always made me laugh so hard.
So how's your week?
I was literally about to ask the same thing!
I saw you already gathering!
I literally was about to ask you the same thing. My week was...
Really? I know, we've had opposites. I feel like we always have opposites.
I know, you're...
I feel like we never, like, align. We well, always like, have the opposite well, of a type of week. Because my week was pretty well, pretty great, honestly. Like, I'm telling you, I've been really happy, mm-hmm. like, great.
I texted Maria the other night. I texted Maria the other night, we were talking about New York, and I said, are you sad, girl?
Yeah, like, 3 times. I was like, oh, damn it, like, how sad am I that he's, like, in the span of, like, not even 5 minutes. You said 3 times, are you sad? Are you feeling sad?
I was also like, I was really high when doing that. And then I said, are you sad? And they didn't answer. So I was like, oh my God, she hates me. And so I called her and immediately it was declined. I was like.
And then again, you asked me about sad. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Girl, I mean, I will say the way I worded also like before you even said anything was, I said, New York is all that like, what's getting me going or something
like that.
New York is getting
me through. And I was like, last time yeah. she said that.
No, but last time I was actually like going through it like. Emotionally, like in my emotions and just like in my just like mentally, you know. And then, but this one means like it's what's holding me now for like just how busy it's at work. It's
yeah,
so busy. So it's like whenever it's like really busy and like whenever I stay longer, just like whenever I'm there, honestly, and I'm like over it, I'm like, I'm also gonna be in New York. Like, this money I'm making right now, it's, I'm gonna use it for New
all
York.
This money right now.
Yeah, it's like
12 hours tomorrow. I'm working 12 hours tomorrow. Literally, I'm seeing everyone.
You are. You're seeing every shift.
I'm seeing the people that... Because, like, the
only thing
that,
you're not doing is opening.
Yeah, the only thing I'm not doing is opening, but I'm going to see the people that opened. Mm. All the people that opened, I'm going to see leave. All the people that come in mid, I'm going to see leave. And all the people that close, I'm going to close with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm excited to, like... I'm excited in a way... Because, mm-hmm. like, first of all, I'm at, like... That's going to put me at, like, 38 hours for this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. I'm trying to get to 36 both weeks, because that's going to make mm-hmm. my paycheck around
$1,200. Okay, period.
I'm so sorry. That's going to make my paycheck around, like, $1,200, so mm-hmm. that's really what I need, because I really want, like, $1,000 for New York.
No, yeah,
a thousand
sure.
is, like...
No, sorry, that's, like, my limit also. Again, I don't plan on spending $1,000,
but I would
I want
like,
that extra cash, yeah, just in like, case, like, I do.
Mm, just think, and I'm getting, I know I'm getting at least $200 for Christmas as well.
Oh, period. So. No, yeah, that's literally free money right
that,
now.
No, that's, actually this time, that's literally free money.
It is.
Like, I know we joke, like, our tips are, like, free money. No, it's, yeah. like, cash, but, like, this is actually free
yeah,
money.
Yeah, the thing is, also with tips, I'm always like, oh, I'm saving it for New York, but then I end up spending them.
No, literally, I...
Like, I only have a few dollars left right now.
My tips from this week, I'm gonna go buy a Christmas gift on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go buy a Christmas gift on Monday. I'm so excited. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
Wait, we need to talk about weeks first.
Okay.
No, sorry. No, are you excited for Christmas?
I mean, I am excited about Christmas. Yeah. Jesus. I can't say I'm like ecstatic, but like, yeah, I'm excited for Christmas.
I am really excited for Christmas. This is the first year in like 2-3 years that I'm not gonna be working on Christmas, so I get mm-hmm. to experience both Christmases. Like, my mom's side and my dad's side. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go to my grandma's after work on Christmas Eve. And mm-hmm. we're just finally excited to, like...
Like, be there?
And then, the day before we go to New York, the day we're leaving for New York,
mm-hmm.
I do fucking clean play.
Really?
And so, it's gonna be, boom, 11:30. Run home.
Yeah. Why do you have your bags with you already?
I'm gonna run home. I'm gonna meal prep. Or, do you think I should do that?
Meal prep? You can if you... So, you can ask me for a train, but it's like...
Do you think I should have my bags with me?
I feel so.
And
I
then,
mean,
like, bring my meal prep with me. And then just go to your house after I get off.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
I feel so. Might as well.
I'm so... Yeah.
Unless you want to go over here and just meet at the train station.
We'll discuss. I might do the second one because I do really want to kiss my babies goodbye.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
I do really want to kiss my children goodbye and make sure that they're set up. I finally realized what I'm going to do.
I noticed it also.
I'm worried about the cold a little bit. I mean, it's going to be fine. I looked at the weather and, like, the lowest it's supposed to get is, like, 33.
Okay,
and, like, my house tends to stay pretty warm, but what I'm going to do is, you know how Athena likes to, like, look outside?
Yeah.
That front window up in the living room, I'm going to build a fort around it so that she can go into the fort, or her and Zucchini can go into the fort. She can still look outside, and I'm going to put their litter box in there, and they can be nice and toasty in there and warm in the fort. I think that's a really, I'm going to make it out of all the cat towers and blankets. I think it's cute. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I think...
No, it's because, like, I'm kind of concerned right now.
Why?
Isn't it, like, bad to have, like, your oven on, like, a long-ass time?
Huh?
Isn't it bad to have, like, your oven on for a long-ass time?
It's fine. Like that? It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Really? I thought it was something like gas. Like, you can die. And I remembered about it just now. I'm like, am I about to fucking die?
I'm really... Mine's not a gas oven. Mine's an electric oven.
Okay.
So it's okay. Fine. You are so...
I just, like, remember that. I'm like, I don't want to die. Like, I'm passing the fuck out. No, literally, and that's like our death is caught on camera.
Do you think that's a good idea, though?
No, yeah, I think it's a good idea. That way, like, they can still look outside and everything.
Because I know she really likes to look outside, but I know for the most part, I'm gonna put blankets over the windows.
I'm gonna do cardboard. I'm gonna do
blankets and cardboards over most of the windows, except for that front one. And then that's where I'm gonna build the little fort, and I'm gonna probably put their litter box in there. I probably won't put their food in there. I'll probably keep their food where it is, so that they know, like, it's always in the same spot every time.
No, yeah, for sure.
But besides that. I'm really excited. I'm so excited for New York.
I was like, why don't you just, like, have someone, like, come by? Just also check up on them.
Yeah, my sister... Like your sister? My sister did last time.
Yeah.
And I might ask her to do it again. Just, like, once to come in here, pop in, and say hello.
Yeah, just, like, see what's up, you know?
I'll probably ask her to do that again. But anyway, how was your week, bro?
Mine's pretty good. So, in the beginning of this week, I actually went to downtown and had a good old time. I went to Journal.
Wow.
It was raining, like, beginning of this week, it was raining.
Loved it.
And you know me, usually, like, you've heard in the podcast, when it's back-to-back raining, I get a little sad, you know? But this time around, I did not, like, I was actually really into it, which I was honestly even surprised myself.
I loved
that I was into it, because, like, I was like, wow, look at the rain. And I'm like, usually, I'm so sad.
I wasn't into it this
week. Really? We're always the opposite!
I wasn't into it, because I was already sad, and I was, like, having a hard time.
And it would just add it to it. It adds fuel to it. See, I'm telling you.
But, like, I will say, I did go outside and sit on my porch for, like, 10, 15 minutes without rain. Couldn't do it for too long.
I mean, definitely it's peaceful listening to the rain, honestly.
I love it.
While
I'm sitting there on my porch, like...
But again, it adds fuel to it, though, because it really gets you into that mood. Again, that's why I don't like the rain. Also for, like, driving in the rain. That's the one thing I did like when I was in the rain. I did not enjoy driving in it. Especially because, I was driving on a highway when all of a sudden it started pouring. I was like, no, my fucking God. Like, it got to the point where, like, I felt like I could barely see.
And
I
was my God.
That's scary.
That is
I mean, I was driving slow. Well, slow for a highway, you know?
80.
And still. No. Oh, my God. No. I don't drive fast anymore like that.
Not anyone.
Not that fast.
That's the accident.
No, literally, I don't go above 5. I mean, well, also, like, I wasn't going above 15 or at 15. I was getting close to 15. But once you hit 15, I'm pretty sure that's when, like, you can actually get arrested. He was like, go to jail.
I forgot mascara.
Oh my gosh. I hate when I forget mascara.
And it's like,
because mascara really does help complete the look.
It changes the look. Do I look crazy right now?
No, you don't look crazy. Honestly, I didn't even notice. My God. You look crazy now. The fuck? Anyways, but the fuck was I saying?
Driving on the highway with rain.
Yeah, I said that already. I don't know. But anyways, I went to Journal. I had a good old time. I was sitting outside this hotel that we usually go to. What the fuck?
What?
Your eyes look so white. And since your eyes are, like, really blue, it looked like a really, like, no, I don't want to say white, but, like, a whitish blue color. And it just looked wide as fuck. And then all of a sudden, just, like, turned to me. And I was like, what the fuck? Anyways, I went to that hotel we've gone to plenty of times. I'm sitting outside.
Which one, though?
No, the one where the waterfall's at. You know, with the bridge. I crossed the big bridge. So right there. I don't know what it's called. I've been there a million times. But
the
I
one that
know
has, like, all the art exhibit inside? Mm-hmm. I love that one. That one's really
nice. I sat there. I was sat on their
really
balcony.
Good food.
Yes. Oh, my God, Joe. I thought I was going to see someone get freaky there in that dome.
Oh, my God.
Because walked out to the balcony. Dome. Yes, right. When I walked out to the balcony, there's this couple in there. And I mean, they're going at it, Nathaniel. Well, there's this man sitting in front of them on those chairs, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I'm like, you know what? They choose to do this in public.
Yeah, I just want to
I'm still going to walk by them, because, like, you know.
I love that little dome.
Yeah, I love it, too, but now.
And it's so warm in there.
It was getting real warm in there, I tell you that. When I was drilling, I journaled about it. I was like, it's getting real steamy over there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's really cold in my house most of the time, obviously, because, you know, my heat kind of sucks. But the other day, I cooked something real little warm, and, bitch, it was so cold that when I would bite into it, it was so much smoke would come out of my mouth, because it was, like, so cold that I was breathing out something really hot. And I think that's so sciencey and so cool.
No, that's what I was saying. Could you see the steam coming off your
food? I could see the steam coming off. I could see the steam coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even, like, the hottest thing in the world. But it was like, you know, a meal. Like, a hot meal.
No, like,
meal.
How a normal meal would be. But just with how cold it was, the clash.
Oh, like a fucking dragon, bitch. And, bitch, I was a little... So, bitch, it was the craziest thing. I just can't take it more bites. Like, whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. But, anyways... After I journaled, I also went to Carmela's. I love Carmela's. I got this lemon snickerdoodle cookie.
Without me?
Yes, without you, of course. Was I going to ask you that day? No, that day I was not going to ask you to hang out. That was a different day. But I went there, and I don't know. I mean, I caught up with this lady. This whole week, people have been, like, just, like, talking to me, Nathaniel. I caught up with this lady when I'm taking, like, my last bite of the cookie. And then right when I take the bite, she comes up because she's going to throw something away. And where I sat, like, the trash was right there.
Uh-huh.
She looks at me and she says, is that good? And then she's about to walk away. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. I don't know. I thought it was funny because, like, I feel like people usually don't, like, speak to me out in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. Unless it's, like, the worker or something like that. So, like, I noticed that, like, people have been speaking to me a lot when I've been, like, out and about.
It always throws me off.
Right? Throws me off. Because, like, again, this is my other thing that happened to me, actually. I went to Target, like, 2 days ago, right? And, I feel like there's, like, a little more than just, like, oh, let's just talk to someone. Just, like, I feel like it's a little racial, Nathaniel. I don't know. Because why are you giving me side eye? The fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to do this. And, like, stare at you.
Oh. Well, anyways, I was leaving the Target. I don't know about you, but, like, whenever you're, like, you leave a store and you don't buy something, do you ever think they're, like, they're gonna think you're stealing?
Well, as a known thief, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like...
But, like, yes.
But, I mean, like, even if you, like, generally don't have anything with
you. Yeah. Even if I don't have anything, I'm, like...
You're, like, they probably think I'm stealing right now, but it's, like, I literally have nothing. Like, I just don't want to buy anything. Well, anyways...
What? Sorry, that reminded me of a story of something that happened.
Lock it in.
Anyways,
so, I'm, like, damn, they probably think I'm stealing. But, anyways, I keep walking, right? And all of a sudden, I hear someone say, that's her. And I'm like, nah, it's not me. I have my AirPod in, by the way, right? So I'm like, nah, no way they're talking about me. Because, like, that's the only guy I heard. I just heard a bunch of talking, and all of a sudden, that's her. I'm like, okay. But I keep walking. And then right when I'm walking out, mind you, there's other people walking out. I'm not the only person walking out. All of a sudden, this lady says, excuse me? And I turn around, because I'm like, I don't know, I just thought they were talking to me. So I turn around, and I take out my headphone, and I'm like this. And she's like, did you buy an iPad? I'm like, no. And... She looks at my bag, and she like, turns around, and I turn around immediately, too, because I'm like, why am I going to stay there talking to her? But, like, she thought I stole her fucking iPad.
Oh, my God. And also, like...
And it's
like,
the way I'm telling you. It's the way I'm the only...
Bag?
Yeah, it was this
and,
bag.
Like, literally, what the fuck are you... How the fuck are you going to fit an iPad in there?
Literally, and,
There was some change in there. I heard that.
Yeah. And she wasn't even, like, a Target worker. She was just, like, a customer.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm saying, she only asked me. Of all the people walking out... That's her. Literally, that's her. And I'm telling you, she ran after me, bitch. She ran after me, because I was already out, like, you know how Target has 2 doors?
Yeah.
I was already out at the last door. Like, I'm already outside.
God. Oh, my God.
Another thing that happened when I was outside, too, was, when I was walking in, all of a sudden, I see something, like, run by me. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? No. All of a sudden, something runs by me, and it goes under the Target door. Like, not the sliding doors, but, like, have you ever seen at Target, like, they'll have, like, a side door?
Yeah, a regular door.
I see something run under it, and the last thing I see is a tail and 2 little feet. Bitch, it was a mouse. Oh. And I was in shock. I was like, what the fuck?
Talking about mice now? Confirmed?
I'm like, what the fuck? And
we've got a live spotting. We've got a live spotting here. Target has mice confirmed. Don't eat anything.
At least the one that I went to. But anyways, I see it happen. And I guess I'm just like in shock. Like, look at anyone. And I hear someone say, did you see that? And I guess, like, I was just in shock of what I saw. I hear it again. And she's like, did you see that? And some other lady also saw it too. I thought it was
oh my God. So again, Target. Get your shit together.
Yeah, I guess. Why you got mice?
Why y'all got mice? That reminded me of...
I mean, I still went in there and didn't almost bought something.
I went into,
I was indecisive.
I went into Food Lion the other day, right? And I was picking things out, and I go to check out, and it got so cheap. It got so cheap. And so I went, oh my god, I'm basically stealing all that stuff. And the way the worker went, are you stealing? And I went, no. The way they literally accused me of stealing. Well, I mean, like, and but trust me, I have stolen from this Food Lion a few times. So I was literally, she goes, are you stealing? And I went, no. I was like, no, it's like a joke because it's so cheap. She goes, oh. And I was like, I'm never going to try and ever be funny again. I was literally humiliated. I was humiliated.
That's funny.
In the Food Lion that I go, what the fuck just?
Yeah.
In the Food Lion that remix. I go to, remix. Anyway, I have some fun stuff. I have some fun stories from work.
Oh, wait, oh. I didn't finish my week. So I also went to this other nature spot to journal. This I did ask you to come if you could, but you were working. Lame. I went to Paris Mountain, guys. Working. I loved it. It was such a good vibe, especially because like I thought it was gonna be raining again because it was raining earlier that day.
Is that what you have to pay for?
Yeah, $6.
You wouldn't allow me.
Yeah, I mean, I literally wanted you to come, but then you couldn't.
Yeah.
But anyways, I went, and I loved it. I thought I was going to be there and for a little bit of the rain. I was kind of into that idea. But it stopped raining in the middle of it, and which was even nice, because then the sun came out, and it was, like, magical. I loved it. And I journaled.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, I journaled, and then I walked a little farther down. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
That sounds nice. Oh, I really want to go to that one nature spot that I showed
you.
Oh,
they showed me. We have to go. When are you thinking? Like, when it gets warmer?
Do you want to go either? I was thinking like either. Oh, I was thinking either before New York or after.
Really?
After we get back at some point.
Wait, before New York? That'd be like either next week or the week after that.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be down. Or after New York.
I guess we gotta figure out we're talking out more.
And I'm so excited for New York.
I'm so excited for New York too, girl. I got like 50 things. You already saw my chart. I got 50 things on there.
I'm still finding more things. I have 10.
10?
I have 10. I was like, Maria, when we go, and we like, because every time before me and Maria actually go, we just like look at our maps. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say we come up with like a rough itinerary, but like we come up with like a little bit of like a rough itinerary.
No, definitely it's a rough itinerary because like we definitely have like a. What we've done, like, oh, this is, like, the day we are in Manhattan. This day we're in Brooklyn.
And
I was like, I still don't have anything for Bronx.
Yeah, that's what we really need to find, too.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to try and find 70 things for us to do. And now I'm like...
I mean, I'm not even at 70.
I have to find 60 more places.
Yeah.
And I know 95% of them.
Food. Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
But,
Even for Queens, like, I do have some things, but, like, still not, like, enough where I'm, like, oh, we could really be, like, a day there.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, do you want to, like, do, like, a day that's, like, the Bronx and Queens? Like, mesh them together?
Oh, that would be good. Because,
like, I have nothing for Bronx. They aren't, but, like...
Are we staying in the Bronx? Kind of, right?
I'm above it.
Oh, I'm
in
so...
its area.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And there's a little park, so me and Maria are going to do a little wake and bake every single day. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, we got to calm down now.
And I'm going to try and bring back... I want to bring back, like, 10 blunts.
10?
I want to bring back 10. Because last time I only brought back 2, and that lasted me, like, a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to bring back... Like, at the time, I was smoking a lot. But I want to bring back, like... 10 blunts.
Mm-hmm.
At least
I definitely want to bring myself some treats. I told you I want something that will last me until our concert. But guys, another thing about our week, I bought us tickets to go see Pierce the Veil on May 13th. And I'm so fucking excited. If you're gonna be there, let us know.
Let us know if you're gonna be there.
Blue meet and greet.
Meet and greet,
guys. Yes.
If y'all are gonna be there.
Yes, I'm so excited. But anyways, I'm thinking of getting myself a pen from there. Because it'll be real weed.
I feel like our demographic is the kind that would listen to Pierce.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we both do.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
I do.
Well, the Pierce Bills has gained so much attraction again.
Especially with this concert that's been going on. I feel like more people... I feel like I've seen so many posts about it now.
Yes,
I feel like I never used
for
to see...
Sure.
I feel like I hardly ever saw posts about them.
Really? I feel like as of like a year ago, they got a lot more attraction. A year or two ago, because of their song King for a Day, it was popping off again on TikTok.
Oh, so good. That, yeah. That was my favorite song. And, like, listen, I know it's, like, so based.
No, it definitely is. But it's also, like, one... I mean, is one of the songs I first heard when I first got into them. I still remember the first song I heard by them. It was Love Like War. Well, technically it wasn't by them. It's by Old Time Low. But Vic Fuentes is in the song. Sure. But Vic Fuentes is in the song. Oh my gosh, Ariana and Cynthia. You're Ariana. I'm Cynthia. Yeah, no, I loved more Alphaba's character.
We're definitely gonna get into it, but just because
we already brought up the reference, you know. Anyways, the first song I heard was "A Love Like War," and Vic Fuentes is in that song. And then after that, "Bulletproof Love."
Oh, that is such a good song. Yes, I love that song.
I can't wait. I hope they play all this. Like, I love all their songs, but like, there's those specific ones where like I need to hear. I was like, "Sleeping with Sirens" is gonna be with them if they play. I'm Jay Zine and you're Audrey Hepburn. I'm gonna freak the fuck out, bitch. Like, I'm screaming.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
I have some stories from work this week.
Oh my God.
First of all, okay, in the moment, some of these things seem really big. Because it's like crazy happening. But now I feel like I'm about to tell the story and you're gonna be like.
No, see, that would be with the iPad story. It was like a little like crazy, I feel. I feel like it was a little racial. Because like.
No, that for sure was the only one. Motivated. She was like, yes, she was like, you specifically were the yes. one screaming. Okay.
And the reason I feel this racial because like the other people, they were white. They were leaving. Mm-hmm. I was the only person that was not white leaving.
And then she was like that one. That girl.
Although my bag, it looks empty, I feel. Like right now, she does have a few more things. But like
for the most part, that's like
my bag's basically empty. It's like what iPad is gonna be in here? In there. Also, the way I didn't see this lady once in the store. I remember passing her.
That's her!
Literally.
But at work, there was this woman who pulled up to the window. And you know how, like, some people will, like, be a little far away from the window?
Yeah.
And they'll make a joke about it. This woman was literally, like, so far from the window. Mm-hmm. And one of our coworkers, Sasha, hey, Sasha, had to literally lean her whole body out of the window. Mm-hmm. Like, her feet were almost in the air.
Oh my God.
And this woman started scream laughing at her. So, literally scream laughing because she was being an asshole and parked that far away. So, Sasha had to hang out with this woman. I could hear it from the back how loud she was laughing.
Oh, my God.
And I could not believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
She was literally laughing. I just thought that was so rude.
That is rude,
That was so rude.
Also, Sasha's so much better than me. I'm not stretching. Like, I'll stretch for some people. But, like, even then, I have a limit where I'm stretching. Like, I'll do a little tippy-toe.
I just could not.
But stretch like that, I'm not doing that
shit. Literally, I, like, scream laughing. It was, like, so loud. Because mm-hmm. she thought it was so funny that she was hanging out the window.
Oh my God.
Like, bitch, you're the one that parked so far away. And that one seemed bigger in the moment. But, like, bitch, that one literally... Yeah. That literally
she's definitely an asshole. Like, the fuck?
That almost made me red in the face while I was at work. I was like, are you joking? That was one of the days where I was already having a bad day. And it literally almost sent
me... It just adds fuel to it.
Over the edge.
I mean, earlier today when I was working, there was one person.
You worked today?
Yeah, in the morning. This person was indecisive as fuck. I wasn't taking an order. I was on window. But I heard it. She was so indecisive on what she was going to get. And eventually the person I was next to was like, should I say something? And I was like, yeah, you could be like, what the fuck? What was I going to say? What did I say she could say to her? I said
you could be like.
I forgot. I literally blanked what I even said to her. Like, I don't remember what I even said. Like, you could be like, I know it's going to be later.
Here we go.
Are you done? I don't know.
I have one more thing about my week, and then do you want to take a break?
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay. So my car is literally the most dramatic shit. Literally the most dramatic I've ever seen. I was driving home from work, and there was I didn't see it, but there was a Converse in the middle of the road. Like, you know, the shoe. We all know the shoe. It's a fabric shoe. It's flimsy. It's light, right? I guess.
You went over it?
Yeah.
You don't try to dodge stuff?
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I didn't see it, but I went over it. Bitch, my car.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I literally thought, like, I popped a tire.
Yeah.
That's how crazy my car started moving. So, I pull off to the side, and I get out, and there's just a Converse under my wheel, and I was like.
Did it, like, get stuck or something?
I was convinced. I was like, there's no way that can be it.
Yeah.
Because if it's just a Converse, my car would have rolled over it. Yeah, no. It was just the Converse. I backed up, and I went around it, and my car started driving fine. It was just, she couldn't get over a fabric that was, like, this big.
That's crazy. In my car, she can fucking go over curbs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But my car couldn't go over a Converse and literally was so dramatic. I literally almost, like, I thought I was going to die. I was like, because I was already going fast. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I get out, shoe.
Oh my god.
A shoe?
That's crazy.
I know. I can't believe it. Anyway, are you ready to take a quick little break?
Yeah, I'm ready to take a break. I need to take a moment after that. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a smidge. We're gonna take a quick little break really fast, and then we'll be right back to talk about Wicked and other things.
Yeah, I got some stories, guys. We're gonna get ready.
Wickedly talented. Okay, we're gonna be right back.
We are wickedly talented. Now we are gonna be wickedly talented.
We are wickedly talented.
That's why one thing I've also can't stop doing this week. Say the book.
The fuck?
That trend really has me.
We're gonna be right back. The fuck?
Ew! The spin that came out of you, the fuck?
Anyway, we'll be back. Day. We'll be back.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack. Hey y'all, we're back.
Hello everyone. We are back. We are back. Maria.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Okay, well, I figured to start off with a fun way. I have these stories I'm going to read. Did you guys, have you seen this trend on TikTok?
They haven't.
Well, they can't answer me the fuck. Have you seen this trend where they're like, it's this song, like, and it's people telling these stories, and there's like this character in the background. Really?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, maybe I'm describing like the worst way. They're just like telling these embarrassing stories.
Maybe I'm telling it in the worst way.
I mean, I really have no. This really, you haven't seen this?
Oh no, read I haven't.
Really?
I have not seen this.
Girl, this trend. I'm gonna show you on the camera. This trend. If you know, you know. Like, I don't know how to describe it because I don't know if it doesn't have a name. Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna send them to you. But there's this trend basically. I think it's like a Muppet.
I think that it's from
so,
the Muppets.
If you know what I mean, it's this trend from TikTok that has like,
I've seen
this
that
Muppet
picture before.
Character. It's everywhere right now.
I've seen that picture before. I just haven't seen this trend. I know the picture.
Well, I'm gonna read some. I'm gonna read two stories actually from this trend that's so fucking funny to me that I just have to read it. Okay, so this is the first one. This is from New York actually. This was a New York based one. I think it's so fucking funny, bitch. Okay, and actually, I have a question for you after this. Okay.
I just want to say, I got a text from Maria the other day. I've perfected my reading voice.
Go, yes. Because like, I've been working on it. Because, like, I want it to have life. Like, I don't want to just read. Like, I want to have some life in there, you know?
That's what I try to do when I'm reading. But, like, I always feel like I just end up reading really badly.
No, I've read these over a few times. Okay. So, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I come through. Anyways.
Okay.
So this is the first one. A year ago, I had quite possibly the worst experience to ever be experienced on a New York subway.
Okay.
I had to go into the office on a Friday afternoon to return a pair of boots that I'd left there the day before. It was warmer that I was war. Okay, that was her. That fucked up. That's her typo. It was warmer than I anticipated, so I was sweating in my sweater vest and black cargo jeans, which were rentals from Nuuly. That's like this like app. Apparently, well, this website you can like rent clothing from.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it. I've never heard of it before this. But apparently you can like rent clothes from this like place called Nuuly, and you get clothes and you just got to return it back. Anyways, I ran around Midtown trying to find somewhere to return my boots, literally dripping in sweat. Finally, I returned them and went to the 28th station to get on a W train going downtown. We've never been on W.
We have not been on the W train.
Anyways. Oh my gosh, she's also never been on there. She says, I'm never on the W train. I live in Brooklyn. It doesn't make sense for me to be on that train. But I was sweaty and annoyed and hot and wanted to treat myself to a subway ride. Things were looking up. My errand was complete and I was listening to 1989's TV in my noise-canceling headphones. I got on the train, hooked my arm around the pole, and sat down. Immediately, I knew something was wrong. My ass felt wet. I stood up and saw that what was on my ass now, spread all over my ass, a seat full of human shit. Bitch, human shit. I flung my headphones off and heard murmurs on the train. People were whispering, I'm sorry, and oh my god, and I can't believe that happened. I rolled around and yelled at those sitting near the human shit. Why didn't he say anything to me? Why didn't he tell me I was about to sit in shit? A man sitting directly across from the shit just shrugged his shoulders and said, I'm sorry. Since the W train is local, I got off at the next stop, shit all over my pants. I yelled to oncomers, do not get on that car. I just sat in shit. I didn't know what to do. I stood in the station smelling of someone else's bowels and sobbing harder than I had in years. I was in shock and horrified and humiliated. Girl, I would be humiliated too. Imagine, like, having to stand there with shit. Because, like, I know I'd also be like, what the fuck do I do?
That is so crazy. Wait, like,
okay, I was gonna ask you this question. There is more. I was gonna ask you this question after, but like, since we're already talking right now in the middle of this, when we were on the subway, were you looking down on where you're sitting? I was always
usually,
checking.
Yeah,
I always checked
for the most part, unless I saw you sit down first.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I would usually sit right next to you because that's usually what we. I mean,
no, yeah, because like I would also check to see like. Because further would be room for you.
So when there were, like, sometimes we'd be, oh my gosh, sometimes we'd be on subway cars and it would be so packed full that me and Maria would, like, sit, like, either across from each other. Hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Hated
really?
That.
I kind of like that. I felt so much more, like, immersed in the vibe. Because I was, I'm, like, by myself.
I hated it. But, like, I'm also, like, I don't know, I tend to be, like, really cautious, especially about my friends. So, like, every single time I would just probably mostly, like, sit there and stare at you the whole time. I'd be like, if someone tries anything right now, I gotta be, like, ready.
No, I get what you mean. I mean, like, I feel like I'm just a people watcher. We're on subways, I'm usually, like, looking around. Also, because, like, the Wi-Fi kind of sucks down there.
Honestly. No, the Wi-Fi's the worst.
So it's like, I'm not on my phone, because especially when I'm on the subway and I see other people on phones, I'm like, I know damn well that shit ain't loading.
I know they're lying.
Like, I know you're just awkward and just, like, on here, because there were times where I'd also just be there.
Yeah, me on my too. Phone. So many times.
But anyways, let's continue the story. I thought briefly, do I take my pants off and become one of those women in Manhattan that walks around in a thong? Do I take off my sweater vest and tie it around my waist? Do I just sit on the subway in my shit-covered jeans? I called my mom because even though she lives in Missouri and couldn't get the shit off my pants, I needed to talk to someone about it. But she could barely hear me between my heaving sobs and the subway cars rushing through the station. I FaceTimed my friend who made me show her my ass. She said, oh no. I asked her, what should I do? And she said, you could just go back on the train. It's hard to convey that, just how rancid I smelled. Which, I imagine smelling like shit. Oh my gosh.
And like, ooh. Someone else's.
And it's obviously someone else's shit too. I'd be like, oh my god. I'd be panicking. I'd be crying. After a manic 5 minutes of back and forth, I googled clothing stores near me and found a Lululemon. I ran up the station steps, still sobbing, and yelled at a woman who gave me a look. I just sat in shit on the train. She just nodded at me. With my hands in the air, tears streaming down my cheeks, what? And another person's shit on my jeans, I ran down Fifth Ave, yelling, I fucking hate the city. I ran into Lululemon and beeline for the first sales associate I could find. I cried, hi, so sorry, I just sat in shit on the subway, and I need new pants, like, now. She directed me to the pants wall, where I yelled to another associate, give me any black legging in a size 6. I was ushered to the dressing room where a third associate, the tire store staff, now knew that I was covered in shit on my ass. Oh my gosh. Told me no rooms were available. I cried for the last time. I just sat another person's shit on the subway, and I need to change right now. As an associate looked at me in a shock, a shopper asked if I wanted to sit down, for which I replied, no, and show her what was on my butt. The associate unlocked the staff bathroom, gave me a Lululemon bag, and shut the door. I changed faster than ever before, carefully put my shit-covered jeans into the bag, and immediately felt better. I went to the register to purchase the leggings, now on my body. The associate gave me a discount, what she called a, you just had another human shit, 75% off. That is so fucking funny someone said that. I mean, she did say that to her, but like, imagine you sat in shit, and that's what the person says to you. Like, I'd be grateful all of a sudden, I'd be like, probably not right now.
Would you give someone a discount in that moment?
I mean, probably, because I know at work, there were a few times where, like, some people have been crying. I've just been like, I'm just going to give it to you. But also, there was one time this lady was crying and I didn't give her a discount. I guess it depends.
It depends on, like, what you're crying about.
Yeah. Anyways.
I never asked.
She says, I left the store, tears dried up, but heart racing. With my bag of shit jeans, you may wonder, why didn't you just throw them away? Well, remember, they were rentals from Nuli. If I didn't return them, I'd be charged $200. I walked to Union Square, got on the Q train going downtown with my bag of shit jeans. I went straight to my apartment, grabbed laundry detergent and quarters, and threw my jeans into the washer at the laundromat. After the wash, I went home with my now clean, soaking wet jeans, let them dry, then returned them to Nuli the next day. It took me months to trust the subway seat enough to sit down again. And even now, I always look before I sit.
Oh my gosh, so someone is out there wearing those exact pair yes. of jeans. Someone is out there wearing those exact pair of jeans.
I will say, obviously I don't know if she got those same ones, but she did say that after she returned them, she did end up getting them again and actually purchasing them. But actually, you don't know if they're the same
pair. Yeah, you obviously
don't either know way, if they're the same, but she damn. Still returned them, yeah.
That's crazy. That one was insane. Such a good story.
That was good, right?
That was such a good story.
Yeah, I was laughing at these. I can't believe I haven't seen this trend. Some of them are so fucking funny to me.
No, I've never seen that trend. Okay. And it was about New York.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, this is one of my other favorite ones from this trend. It's a the sign. Last one.
What was it? Okay. Later on.
Okay, I'm going to play with the music. Because I feel like with the music, it adds to it.
Okay, okay.
I don't think it'll get copyrighted.
I don't think so either.
Anyways. That one night when I was in high school, when I decided to try an olive oil mask for my hair, since someone laughed at me and said my hair looked like hay. That's fucked up. What's someone saying that shit to you? Your hair looks like hay. Anyways.
That's so mean.
They're trying to say your hair looks dry as fuck. Anyways. Like straw. After I soaked my hair in oil, I saran wrapped my head. I went down to the garage to get a drink out of our garage fridge. I put way too much olive oil. It dripped everywhere. The path became an oil slick. Suddenly, one of our cats jumped out, frightened me, and I went flying on the oil. I slammed into the door and passed it out. I woke up in complete darkness. The lights were on a timer. I panicked. I didn't know where I was. My phone was dead. I tried to stand. My legs were completely asleep, and I was covered in oil. I tried to run to the door. I slammed into it many things, knocking them over, making tons of noise, screaming. I finally got to the house door. I opened it and set off the house alarm. My family had gone to bed and set it.
Damn.
Yeah, they didn't even know she was passing out. She was just in the garage passing out. And they're like, sleeping. Anyways, I tried to type in the right code. I didn't because I was so confused. Oh, like she didn't type it in correctly.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
confused. I make my way as fast as I can to my room. And as soon as I get upstairs, the full burglar alarm starts blasting. I had never heard it before. My dad jumps out in front of me, only in his underwear, wielding a titanium baseball bat. We both scream. He's pissed. He turns off the alarm. I go to my room, lay down in a towel, lay down my saran-wrapped head for a slumber. 15 minutes later, I hear noises coming from the door below my bedroom. I look out the window. Three men in all black with flashlights trying to pick the lock. I have to wake up dad again. We're being robbed. Turns out it was the police checking out the alarm trigger. They were already in the neighborhood due to a water line break.
Oh.
My dad is pissed. By this time, I have to be up in an hour. I don't sleep. I listen to the winter storm outside. My head soaks in the oil. When it's time to wake up, I run to the bathroom to rinse the oil out of my hair. Because of the water line break, there's no water. I go to school with a saran wrapped head.
Oh yes. My god. That is so... That's crazy.
Yes, I was like, it's just like back-to-back bad luck.
Yeah, I fucking hate when that shit happens to me. Do you have any examples of yourself going through bad luck back-to-back like that?
See, I was trying to think of one because I also wanted to do the trend for like my own bitch, but I couldn't really think of anything that was like that, I feel.
No, another question. You know what I mean? Do you think they embellish their story?
Embellish?
Do you think they're lying a little bit?
I feel like the olive oil one, but like the New York one, I feel like no.
No, I feel like that could actually happen. The way they told it too was so good.
Mm-hmm. Also, I was going to say, actually, when we were in New York, I definitely did notice some people, they would just like sit immediately. Like, I feel like they didn't even look. And like they'd be like looking at something else.
I feel like you gotta look.
Always look. Right? Like I always
you
look.
You gotta look.
Like you have to.
And now I'm really.
Right? Even look. Now, I'm definitely going to be like, no, there's nothing here.
Is there poo poo?
Oh my god, he's fatty.
I know, he's huge.
I love that big belly.
He's my huge boy. The only thing I have left is Wicked.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Wicked. Oh my gosh, I'm getting toasty.
Getting naked. Yes. Take it for yourself. No.
I watched it, and... Okay, guys, so, like, I'm not, like... I feel like some people, like... They, like, love Wicked. I feel like there's, like, not really in between. Like, they, like, really love it or just, like, watch it because, like, it's a really big movie. Sorry, and, like, that's why I went it, right? She's in it. And, like, I will say that's definitely part of the reason why I watched it. But, like, honestly, in the beginning, I mean, we talked about it on the pod. I was kind of, like, I don't know if I am going to watch it. Like, I was kind of, like, on the fence if I was going to watch it or not. Because, like I said, like, I'm not into Wicked like that, honestly. Like, yeah, I've heard some songs. And, like, they're cute. But I wasn't, like...
They're cute!
They are, but, like, I'm not, like... into it. So I was kind of like, I don't know if I was even going to watch it. But then I started seeing a lot of the behind the scenes. And honestly, that really got me into it. And I was like, you know what? I really want to see it. And like, again, Ariana's in it. I love Ariana. I know her vocals are going to pop off. And like, I think her vocals are really great. I know some people like are kind of like still like on the fence of her like being Glinda. I think she played her well, personally.
I think she did do her really well.
I think she played her well. I will say, I heard apparently Dove Cameron was like one of the people that had casted also for it.
Oh, she would have been good.
Yeah, she would have been good. I already know she would have been good. I feel like she also fits, like, Glinda look, you know?
She doesn't really fit that Glinda. Yes. I don't think she fits that Glinda look anymore, though.
She's like definitely now, does have an alternative look to her.
Now she's going but, like, alternative.
But, like I was going to say, she's an actor. I mean, yeah, I know, just with Ariana, she has all these tattoos.
She could definitely, easily yeah, just, no, like, she could definitely go into no, that Glinda look, though.
She definitely can get into Glinda look. Come on now.
You already know she looks girl blonde.
I mean, oh yeah, she's not blonde anymore, huh?
I don't think so. Well,
but like, still, I mean, she wore a wig. Ariana wore a wig.
I know, exactly.
She's blonde. Anyways, but I really like the movie. I will say, like, I will say in points of my only comment, I feel like the only thing for, like, the movie is, like, at some points, like, I want to say everything, things weren't clear, but it's just, like, not blurry, I mean, but they weren't, like, super clear. Like, I feel like they were kind of really close, like, zoomed in some parts. Like, in the clock scene, I really like that. You know, when they're in the clocks and, like, moving, they're, like, dancing. Yes. I really like that scene, but I also feel like they're kind of like, it's too zoomed in. Like, I'm not really seeing everything.
No, I want to see everything. And I want to see the whole thing.
You know?
No,
like, that's my only, like, kind of, like, camera work. But besides that, honestly, I really enjoyed it.
I took some notes. I took notes. Okay, well, I started taking notes about, like, 30 minutes into the movie.
Really?
Because I was like, because I didn't think about it. And then I was like, oh my god, me and Maria are literally going to be, like, talking about this for, like, part of an episode. I need to, like, I need to remember what I'm thinking right now as I'm watching it. That's what I want to remember. And, like, some parts of it, the first thing I have written down were, like, okay, I really, it was, like, honestly, like, so good. I love Wicked. I think they did it really well. I love the, oh my god, can I talk?
Like, can you, honestly?
I love the whole movie. It's so great. But, like, the acting in some parts were, like, a little cringe. Like, it was, like, okay, I wrote down, it's great, but when Elphaba and that man were in the forest, you know, like, really, you remember the forest?
Yeah, I know.
The way
yeah.
they were talking to each other had me cracking up in that theater, because it was, like, it just seemed so cringe. I didn't write down lines, so I don't remember what they were saying, but, like, it was just seemed kind of cringe. You know what I mean? That was, like, one of the main
I mean, I was like, I didn't think that, but, like, I can see it.
I was like, why are they talking to each other?
Some of things were, like, corny.
I was like, why are they talking to each other like that?
Honestly, I feel like that's kind of how I felt with the, Bok, that character.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't.
But some of the things he said, honestly, just the way he acted, honestly. Not even just what he said.
Yeah,
but I really enjoyed Elphaba's character.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her. Yeah, she did.
I loved the popular scene at the end.
Popular was amazing, of course. When the light shifted to pink, I literally about pissed
loved
myself.
Loved it.
It was so good. I've been listening to the soundtrack.
Defying Gravity. See, again, I enjoyed it and I like those songs, but like, I haven't liked them actually, but have I actually listened to them fully, like, again and again? No.
I listened
to Popular a few times.
I've listened to Defying Gravity. Probably, like, once every day.
Nah,
I literally listened to it.
Not anymore, at least.
I listened to it while I was getting ready, because I was, like, I started getting ready at, like, started, like, putting my face on at, like, 2.
Going to the movie theater? See?
No, I mean, I started, like,
today. Oh, like, in general, getting
today,
ready.
Today, when I was getting ready.
Yeah.
I put Defying Gravity on, I was like, okay, I have 10 minutes to do my makeup. This is 7 of those minutes. At least I'll know when it's gonna be done. And I listened to it. Oh, so good. I realize now that song is a very difficult song to sing. Cause, like,
it definitely is. Well,
I've been trying to do it, bitch. The way they
rise
keep going
up
back
and
forth.
And,
I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
I remember actually Cynthia. I think she said that song is actually easy for her. It's this other song that she said she found harder. I forgot what song though. Cause I remember an interviewer asking her that, and she's like, "Well, that was like you get to build or something like that." If I'm correct, it could be. Maybe it was that song. Cause I know the other song that she actually said was hard was one where like she had to abruptly just like. Already be up there. Maybe it is that one. I don't know. Honestly, don't remember. I remember she said about one of the songs.
Do you drink by me?
But I think she did really well. Oh my god, I fucking loved it when she started fucking flying.
That was
girl,
so
I was
good.
So into it.
When she lifted up and the cape was flying around and everyone was pointing at her, that was so good. But can we talk about how, like, she's not a good friend, though. She's, like, kind of a horrible friend.
Elphaba?
Yes.
Really? I was like,
why is she trying to take her man? Why is Elspeth trying to take Linda's man?
I wouldn't say she was trying to take her man. Girl, fuck? No, it's take... definitely the man. Because, was... like, no. There definitely is a love triangle. I'm not saying no. Definitely for sure. But, like, I was going to say, first off, at least from the way I thought, in the beginning, you can definitely tell Fiero, that's his name, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
Fiero.
Oh, for, okay, Fiero. You know.
I don't know.
Fiero, I'm calling him Fiero now. Anyways, Fiero. I feel like when they first had their first interaction, you could definitely tell, I mean, he is a flirt anyways. We do know that, obviously, that he's a flirt. But I feel like he was definitely, like, flirting with her in the beginning when they first met. No, mm-hmm. before you even met Glinda.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he flirted with Glinda because, again, he's a flirt. And then, obviously, she was flirting with him.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, they ended up getting together. Oh, I like that song.
And they get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Sorry, they get married in the second one.
But anyways, and they get together, obviously. But, like, again, you can see him, like, so, like, flirting going after Elphaba. Elphaba, you can tell she's on the fence. The fuck?
Yeah, but she's still flirting back.
She's flirting back, but she's not like, she's not like.
If her and Glinda are supposed to be like best friends, and they're doing all these things, they defy gravity together. And then she's like, you know what? I still want your man, though. And you know what? I'm going to take your man.
But she's not like that. She's not taking him.
But does.
She does. See, mm-hmm. I don't know that. But she doesn't like take him. At least, I don't think she's like going after him, really. Like, you generally think she's, like, going after him?
Girl, she was basically begging on her hands and knees for him to come to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
Is he here? Where is he?
I mean, I will say, when she said, I was like, girl. But, like, honestly, she was, like,
that scene did make me laugh really hard. And then being like, I think about the day in the forest all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I think about that day all the time. And him being like, I do too.
Uh-huh.
Girl.
Again.
Get the fuck out of my face. She said it first.
Yeah, but he wants him also. It was not right.
I could not believe it. Also, the story about the wizard arriving in a blimp.
Also, I was going to say, I know Galinda and when they're at the train station, she's like, yeah, he's not really hanging around me. He's not really talking to me anymore. Girl, he also is out of that relationship.
I guess.
He himself is out of it. I'm ready to get married. But anyways. Yeah, that's my thoughts on that.
I started to really get into it when the teacher got taken away. The goat?
Yeah.
That's when I got...
I was gagged.
That's when I really got into it. I started leaning in, girl. Ooh. I was in there.
I was going to say, Mourn the Wicked, the first song in the beginning, it's really good.
That one was really good.
I think Ariana really showed the emotion really well.
Oh, good. No, she did really good.
Because, like, obviously, like, they're friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she's, like, mourning the
Wicked. Yeah, she's mourning the Wicked.
Yeah.
But, oh, it was, like, so good. The whole movie.
She's also kind of, like, act like she wants her dead, I guess.
Yeah, and then, was it true that y'all are friends?
I could really feel it.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, I told you, but, like, I definitely teared up. I don't want to cry in front of people. I was
sobbing my eyes out.
Me, personally, I don't like crying in front of people, but I definitely did tear up, and I was like, ooh.
Especially towards the end, girl, I was, woo! Mm-hmm. The wizard and the wizard and the teacher tricking Elphaba.
I was gagged, especially because I liked him.
I'm actually sobbing right now.
Like, oh, speaking of the Emerald City scene, when I saw the OG characters, the Galinda and Elphaba, yeah. I was gagged. I loved that they incorporated them. I enjoyed that scene so much.
That was such a good scene.
They looked amazing.
They did look really good. And then Adina doing her Wicked riff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was all so good.
I loved it, yeah.
It was all so good. Zucchini, do you even know? He doesn't know.
He doesn't.
I really want to watch it again. I might watch it, but...
See,
like,
that's going to be my other question. Would you watch it again? Honestly, I watch it again, like, myself, like, oh, I want to watch it again? Probably not, honestly. I didn't like it enough where I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch it again. Am I going to watch the second movie? Yes, I am. I already saw one scene, apparently, from the second movie, where Galinda's wearing this, like, purple dress. It looks so pretty, Nathaniel.
The big bubble one?
I don't know.
I think
that's... Poofy dress, yeah.
I think it's the one where she's getting married.
Mm, he is in the scene, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the one. I think that's their wedding.
Mm, oh, I can't wait to see it because it's my favorite color. I love that dress.
You know, I thought it was going to be, like, coming out soon.
No.
Next
year?
I mean, I knew that it was going to be in 2025, but I thought it was going to be, like, you know, maybe, like, only, like, 6 months in 2025. No, bitch. Apparently it's supposed to get out in November.
Yeah.
I have to wait a year. And, like, listen, I know that's not a long time in retrospect, but, like, that's a year long. That's a year of my time that I'm going to be wanting to be... watching that movie, and I don't get to watch that movie, it's sick.
It's twisted.
I just want to see it. I just want to know what happens. I mean, I know what happens, but, like,
yeah,
I want to see
you want to see it. I want to see it.
Like, you know, the Broadway show, you know, but, like, this is a movie. Like, you can feel it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I had to wait a year and a half for that? Mm-hmm. Are you joking right now? Mm-hmm. It's not fair. It's sick, even.
I was going to say, have you seen, since you brought Broadway... Have you seen, I don't know her name, but, like, you know, from the OG cast on the one that played Elphaba? Did you
Adina.
see her jawline, like, during her time when she was on Broadway? She looked
No,
amazing.
literally, face card did not
Literally, face
decline.
card.
Face
Every
card
time
still don't decline, but, like, you
I
know.
seen, I mean, even now, obviously, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like you can really see it with her green makeup. It's just so
I know, it looked
defined. She
really
looks
good. When they
good.
did the performance of, I think it was Popular in the Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Her face card, she looked.
Literally, and I'm like,
Oh my
whoa.
damn, bitch. I keep thinking about like, oh my God, I keep thinking about like if we go on tour, or like when we, you
Well,
know,
we do.
when we
Honestly,
do
I've
go
thought
on
about it too, but
tour.
like, what would I do? What would I thought of? Because, like, I would want my own segment.
Yeah, I feel like that's see that's
Like,
literally what I
we
was
should have, like,
thinking.
our own theme
I
for a
feel like it'd
moment.
be like what our two personal segments first, and then like the podcast, and then probably like a closing number, and then that'd be so fun. Anyway, are you ready to wrap things up?
No, actually, I have one more thing. I have more
Oh,
stuff. I just.
sorry, she's got
But
stuff to
yeah.
talk about.
Damn, girl, you're
It's,
fast.
we've already been recording for like an hour.
No, we're only just now getting to our, no?
How long is it?
Anyways,
Anyway.
do you know yourself? Slash, do you feel like. Why did I write it two times? I said, do you feel like you know yourself?
Do I know myself?
Yes. Is this like a little personal question? Do you know yourself or do you feel like you're yourself? I came up with this question because since I honestly, I feel like I don't know myself. This was me. This was me. This was my thought, not this week, but last week.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I was going through it, but like I was definitely like on the dumps, just like on parts of my life. Because like obviously, you know, you gotta think about like what you want to do with your life. Things you want better and like how like again there's things in my life that I really don't like and again I'm actively working on it but I was thinking about it I was like you know sometimes I feel like I really don't know myself because like I was thinking career-wise because like you were saying earlier at that job we're at me personally I've been there so long like the job is easy yes and like there's nothing really wrong with like the job like there are things about it that I don't like but just like I've been there so long I'm honestly like so fucking over it like I just don't want to
No,
be there
it's time to
yeah
like.
it's like time to go like I've been there 5 years
I
like I'm
know.
like oh.
I could not
Like the
believe
pay
it.
is good though,
The
don't get me
pay is
wrong.
really good.
But it's like, ugh.
I couldn't believe the way that like the way that they were hyping up like this raise is gonna be huge. Y'all are getting such a big raise, and then like okay, I'm grateful for my raise, but like 40 cents,
Yeah, it's not that much.
they were hyping it up to be like it's gonna be a few dollars. Like it's and
Really? They have it all like that too?
like one of our coworkers was like Maria's like gonna get to the cap of like barista pay. Like that's how much she's gonna
Really?
get, and that's when I was texting like, "Girl, you are gonna be getting so much money," and then 40 cents.
Yeah, it
Are
was
you
not that much.
joking?
See, I wasn't excited for the beginning anyways, because, like, I know every year, like, again, I've been there 5 years, so at this point I already know, every year you get a few cents up in raise. So, like, I knew I was gonna get another raise. I just, like, knew it was gonna be a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like they were talking about how big this one was gonna
I mean, I
be.
will say it was a little more than usual, because remember the last few times, if I remember correctly, they were all, like, just 10 cents more.
Yeah, I think that's what I just do,
So I
but.
will say, she's like, I got 30 more cents more. Which, again, like, yeah, I'm getting paid more, but it's like,
I think he said, when did he say it starts in the new
December
year?
30th is when it
Damn.
starts to go in effect. So it probably wouldn't show up until that next paycheck after December 30th.
Yeah, but I like want
Right? Like,
it
oh, fuck. Like, I would like it now. Or, like, for it to have started when, like, I did hit 5 years. Because I hit 5 years, like, a few months ago.
now. Yeah, I wish it was started. I wish it was started like, you know,
When you actually
when
hit
we
that time.
yeah.
Like,
Girl,
that'd be better.
I've been there 3 years now. That's a long time. I'm the rate
When would
of
it be four for you? When did you start?
it's gonna
Like,
be
do you know
four
what
for me
month?
in May.
May. Oh, so you're almost
I'm
there.
like ready for this to happen so that I can stop doing
Yes, like I'm done.
sprinkle, sprinkle. I'm so tired of doing that. In the way that like I know that like obviously at some points like this does stress me out and like it like makes me
But this
like
is different kind of stress. This is like something you, like we want to do.
Yeah,
You
I
know?
know at some point this because like gets me
Like
stressed
your
out.
work will get me stressed, and I'm like, I don't even want to do this.
Exactly,
Like
that's what I'm
I
talking
don't even
about.
want to be here.
And like when I get stressed, I tend to get really frantic a little bit, and I think that's very obvious with where we work. Because I just like Maria said, I will start running.
No, see, I will get like that too sometimes. Like earlier today, I caught I told you, I won't run, but like they're having times where I like constantly like going like a little too fast. I'm like, you know what? I need to calm the fuck down.
I really need to
Like
calm
earlier
down.
today, they had put me on CS, and someone had said like, I mean, I already knew they already needed whipped creams, cause my hair saw like they had like nothing down there, so I was like cleaning them up, cause like of course it was post peak, nothing was fucking clean, obviously. So I like, cleaning all these canisters, and it had j literally just put them in the fridge, and I was like letting them cool down just for a little, you know? When they're like, yeah, we're officially ran out. Actually, we need some. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get on there. And I caught myself like almost running. Almost I ran.
Oh my
But
God.
like I said, okay, and I quickly turned the water and I started going for like the door and I'm like, hold the fuck on. Let me calm
Wait.
down. Like
I literally don't need to be.
Like, I don't need to do all this. Like, let me calm down. And I just, after that, I calmed down and walked over to the fridge and made 3 whipped creams. So I think I at least have 3 before I can make more, you know, make a bulk.
That's really, am I going to get 2 30s tomorrow?
Hell yeah, the fuck? Yeah, you're going to get 2 30s. Because I've also done a double before. Wait, you've done doubles before too. You didn't ever gotten 2 30s? We made doubles?
No, not usually.
Really? No, I remember, I'll tell you one, this time when I was, like, really, like, on it, on working a lot, and times I pulled doubles, I would get 2 30s.
I was like, I really don't want to do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, obviously, like, I asked for it, so I'm gonna do it.
2 30s, or in, like, a 10, and, I'm trying to think how it was. Yeah, like 2 30s.
That's a regular 10. That's a long ass time, bitch. Tomorrow, yeah. that's literally my whole day tomorrow. From start to from waking up to getting home, like I'm just like from waking up, work, getting home, and then I get home like late.
Oh, I wish I could remember specifically how I was, because I haven't like been on a grind like that in forever.
Yeah, I haven't done a shift like this. I haven't done a shift this long since I worked at Cracker Barrel, and so.
Really?
Not almost 13 hours. Yeah. I used to do like 14-hour days at Cargo Robo, which is like...
No, but I've heard that's just how it's like server life.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I remember my mom should have served me. That's how it was for her.
I hated it. But if but if I know myself, I would say...
Oh, yeah, but that's how I got on that topic. I was like, there are things about myself that I'm kind of like... I feel like I don't know myself, honestly. Like, what do I want to do in my life career-wise? Because, like, obviously you gotta have like some sort of backup or something. You know?
Yeah, of course. Of course
you like I said, I don't want to work at... I'm, like, kind of over, like, where we're working. It's like, don't want to work there anymore. So, but I'm like, what do I want to do then?
Exactly.
And also, it's like, I need something that pays well, also.
I think about, like, hypothetically, in a crazy world where being famous doesn't work out for me, what would I do? And I just don't know. Like, I,
right? That, it's like, that's I, something it's I like my mind goes blank. And then just, like, what do I want to do with my life? Like, there are things I know I want to do in my life. Like, what do I want to do with it?
Yeah.
Like, completely, you know?
I know, at least for me...
Like, I don't want traveling. Like, that's for sure. Like, I don't want to travel.
I
want travel. Don't want travel?
Sorry.
The fuck?
I
want travel.
I definitely want to travel, but I definitely... Like, I would... Traveling... I feel like that's a must for everybody. Like, I feel like you have to, like, go out and see,
yeah,
like,
some people don't want to do all that.
I know.
Like, I want to travel everywhere I can. I want to do, like, solo trips also. Like, I know I for sure want to do that at some point in my
that
life.
That would be so fun.
Yes.
A solo trip.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing a solo trip, like I said, to New York.
I told you I was only thinking for this one.
But then I shoved my foot in the door and said, we're going to wait.
But, like, honestly, I'm so happy you agreed. Because, like, I get to experience with you.
I know. Get to experience the ball. All you want to experience New York
with
me. Are you going to be my kiss?
No.
Oh, so you always talk about, oh, you're too scared to kiss me, or you're too scared to kiss me.
Yeah, but you're,
but now when
bro,
I'm
asked, you're a pussy. You're not going to kiss me.
Now when I'm asking for I told you, I want it to be New Year's. Don't rush me. I'm just a virgin.
Oh, my God. Guys, you saw that. You shoved the fuck out of me.
Did you hear that TikTok sound?
No.
Don't rush me, Carol. I'm just not ready. I'm a virgin.
Never heard
I'll
that
I'll kiss you when I'm ready. And I'll be ready on New Year's.
Oh, I thought you were still referencing the TikTok sound.
I'll kiss you when I'm ready, and that's going to be on New Year's.
Honestly, no. I kind of hope, like, there's, like, this hot person next to me, and I kiss them.
There will be. The fuck? The fuck?
Oh, yes, we got New Year's. Guys, one of our things that we want to do, I saw that in Times Square right now, they're doing, where you can write on confetti, like, whatever you want for, like, New Year's, and they'll throw it out. And we're going to write about Chatterbox Crew.
Oh, yeah,
I want to do it twice. Like, I'm going to do one about Chatterbox Crew, and then something just, like, manifest in my life.
I'm doing one shouting out Chatterbox Crew, of course, and then the other one I'm going to manifest, because I care about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to manifest the podcast doing good, since I care about it, and
yeah.
That's what I want.
No, you do that. You do that. But, like, I want to do something else. I want something else.
What are you going to manifest?
I don't know.
But also, don't tell me, because you know you.
No, yeah, I definitely wasn't planning to tell you, but, like,
but
I don't know, like, something with, like, life. You know?
Uh-huh.
But anyways, knowing yourself, I don't feel like I know myself sometimes. Even just, like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I know myself. So, yeah, do you feel like you know yourself?
I feel like I know myself.
Like, I know myself in ways, but, like, there's just other things, like, I don't. I'm saying, like life-wise. Like, what do I want to do in my life?
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely still figuring out,
like in that way, I feel like
a lot
I
of the
don't
aspects of my
know
life.
Myself. Like, I feel like I know my personality. Because, like, yeah. I know there's things about my personality that, like, I like and things I don't like that I'm actively working on to, like, fix.
Like, being a bitch.
Well, I guess not fix, but, like, work on. No, sometimes I feel like I can't be a bitch, but...
I don't think so.
Sometimes I feel like the thing, the way I am comes off like I'm being a bitch. But...
You're not meaning it to be, like, a bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that sounded crazy, but...
I mean, I don't take offense to it, because, like, I feel like... I feel like I could come off a bitch is with my quietness.
I feel like... What was I negative about me? Nothing, honestly. I'm just kidding.
No, but do you agree or not? The quietness, do you think... Is that what you also are agreeing on? Or where do you say you see it for me?
No, yeah.
Because now I want insight.
Now I want to fucking know. Tell me.
Yes.
No, yeah, I think so.
Like the quietness. Right, the quietness, yeah, right? Yeah, I feel like the quietness, it can come off like... Because I know,
I feel like at work, you really got RBF, bitch.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm so fucking over being there sometimes.
I know. Maria on bar.
Oh my god, stop! Carol! I was like, you're not the first person to say... Okay, really? Is that how it sounds? I was like, you're not the first person to tell me like that. But I'm like, also, sometimes I'm just like, I am really focused. It's not I'm just like really focused, and sometimes I am really fucking just over it, honestly. Which, honestly, usually, most of the time. So I am kind of like miserable. But...
No, especially on like, oh, bitch, I'm telling you, if they put me on drive-thru for at least for even a minute tomorrow, I'm not doing the double. I'm not doing the double. No, I'm not closing.
Terrible.
If I get there and I go on drive-thru, I'm like, okay, then you can scratch my name off the double because I'm not doing it if you put me on drive-thru.
I will say though, there have been a few times where I do have a good time on drive-thru. Like, today was a good time on drive-thru. I had some few rude people, but nothing like drastic. I was like, oh my god, like, you know, get me out of here.
One
now.
Of my coworkers was like, He was like, he's a shift, and he was like, sometimes I put you on drive-thru just because I like to see you get angry at it. And I'm like, why? It's not funny. Because honestly, like, yeah, it's like, honestly, not that serious. But in the moment, it feels like it's kind of like, it's like the end of the world, honestly. Like, and it feels like...
Honestly, though, I kind of agree with them. It is kind of funny seeing you get frustrated. Because I feel like we don't work that often together all the time now. But when we did, I remember times you literally had just been placed there, and you're already mad. And it's kind of like, whoa, like, you haven't even experienced anything
something
yet.
Something about that ding just, like, does it, like, sends me into
you
like
know,
a
you know, I never worked at McDonald's, does me with the McDonald's sound that... You never heard a McDonald's beeping sound?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you know, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I've never worked there. For some reason, it just brings something out in me when I hear it.
I don't have a lot of nightmares about our job, but the ones that I do...
That beeps there?
It always includes that beep, and it always includes drive-thru in some way. I hate it. It's like the worst. It's the worst position to be in. It's the most. I'm gonna say something. I was talking to you about this the other day, but I'm gonna say something controversial. It's the most physically taxing area to be in.
I would say physically. I would say mentally. Emotionally. Yeah, emotionally. No, mentally. Mentally, not emotionally. Mentally and emotionally, because it messes with your emotions. Honestly.
Because the way some of these customers talk to you is literally almost dehumanizing.
It's crazy.
It's literally almost dehumanizing, and some of our coworkers just sit there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not catch me being one that will take I will say a oh, or mm-hmm. I will give you a okay. I won't mm-hmm. let you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't directly be like, okay.
Right, I'm trying to think of how I am. Sometimes. Like, I know, like, I also won't, like, directly, but like, I'll be passive, or like, I'll keep the same attitude. I'll cut my cheeriness, because that's not anything. I do try to be happy. You know?
I match interviews.
You know, I try to have, like, a good customer service also, but like, if someone's like being really rude, I just like drop it also. It depends.
Well, imagine it's so fat. If you're snapping at me and cutting me off, I'm gonna snap at you and cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you know how mm-hmm. some people, you'll be in the middle talking and they'll start immediately cutting you off?
Mm-hmm.
Not my watch. Not my plan. You start doing that, I'm gonna cut you off in the middle of your sentence as well. Mm-hmm. You fucking mm-hmm. asshole. I hate you. Mm-hmm. I hate that position so much. And I guess people do laugh when I get frustrated and mad. Because I still remember... We had two coworkers that just weren't fucking working, and I was running the floor on it was like a weekend night. I was running the floor and they weren't doing anything.
Man, that's great that you didn't even say
and
shit.
And they were talking.
Or they even did their part of the work.
Two of our other coworkers came in and started talking to them, so they just dragged them, and it got so busy. And I was doing drive-thru and I just turned around, can one of you please just get a fucking cheese Danish? And they would laugh at me about that all the time. But I'm like, you're the ones that weren't doing anything. And obviously I'm going to get mad and frustrated I'm doing everything. And I'm having such a hard time doing it all. People are getting mad at me at the window because it's taking so long. And they brought that up for months. Mm-hmm. And they would laugh at me about it for months.
Bro, they're laughing at you because they don't take you serious.
I know.
That's definitely why I'm laughing at you too. Because it's kind of like, I can't take you serious when you're getting mad like literally before anything's happened. But I do get it, like, after like, an hour, or after you've been there a whole hour, I definitely get being frustrated.
It's the worst.
Jesus Christ. But sometimes I also do get sometimes getting frustrated right away, because there have been times where, like, I literally, my first person I get,
they're it's already the worst. The
worst.
And, that's
and
like,
it's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Can I catch a break?
But it's like, you every single time, you will just get there, and you're already
over. I try and have a better time than now. Like, I've discovered ways to have a good time, because I've realized...
You gotta somehow at some point you gotta like find something.
I just start saying stuff, mm-hmm. honestly.
See, yeah.
And I just be saying what happened the other day? There was a customer that came in, and I just started saying stuff to him because I was just like, I'm bored.
See, I was in that phase for like almost a year and a half ago, probably. Then I was saying stuff, and I was like, what the fuck am I saying to these people? And I kind of stopped doing that. Like now, I'll still kind of say stuff, but I kind of watch it also, because this one happened recently. Again, I was in my just kind of saying stuff to people. This guy, he was an older guy, he was standing there, and all of a sudden he gets this call, and then I see him grab his phone, hang up, and then I said, oh, you didn't want to answer? And he didn't hear me, so he said, huh? So I could repeat it again, oh, you didn't want to answer? Huh? So you didn't want to answer? Huh? Never mind, forget it. And then he says, no, I just didn't hear you. I'm like,
never mind.
And I was like, oh, it's so awkward. It's not funny anymore. Yeah. And he's like, I just didn't hear you repeat it. And then I told him again.
And he's
like,
he didn't laugh.
Yeah, then he's like, it's just a spam call. And I'm like, yeah, those are annoying. They suck.
Yeah, those are annoying, I guess.
Yeah. Fucking asshole. I mean, they are a little annoying. But
that's
like,
another thing that I really hate is repeating myself.
Right? Especially if it's a joke.
Especially if it's a joke.
And like, just let's drop it, please.
And that's what, oh God. And you get, there's a lot of repeating yourself on drive-thru. Especially, oh my God, I hate, listen, I people get mad when we like, I'll be with you in 1 second. They're like, what'd you say? I understand. Or like, what can I get for you? And they're like, what'd you say? I understand why they ask what you say. Because you could be putting them on hold or you couldn't. Some people get really mad when they ask, like, what'd you say? And they're like, what the fuck do you think I would say? Mm-hmm. You could be putting them on hold. But anyway, when they immediately pull up and they go, hello?
No, that irks me too.
Like, there have been times where I've almost been like, where do you pull up and just, like, start ordering? Like, start saying hello. I just want to know so that I know, like, so you know that you don't do that here. Because, mm-hmm. like, what the fuck? But I obviously haven't said it to anybody yet. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've gotten real close a few times.
No, yeah, sometimes it's really annoying the way some people act. But whenever they do that, I just, like, say, give me 1 second again, and then I make them wait. Even if I killed get them in that moment, I make them wait a little
longer. No. If you pull up, look at me in the eyes. If you pull up to a drive-thru and you immediately, the first thing you do is go, hello? You should die.
No, literally. Like, why you pull should up be, like that?
Why are you... Or like places where, like... Or, like, when they skip the box and they immediately go to the window. If you skip the box and immediately go to the window...
Yeah, like, why are you skipping the box? The box is there for a reason.
I have a few lines. I love to be the one to deal with it. Because I have a few lines I like to go to. My first one is, open the window. You skip the box, silly! And then either I'll send them back around, or if it's slow, I'll take the order there. But most of the time, I like to send them back around just to have a point. Mm-hmm. Or if you skip the box, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. My go-to is always, I know, it's really hard to see with all the lights and it being really big and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, what can I get you, I guess? Mm-hmm. I love to do that one. That one's really fun because it really does make them feel a little bit bad. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, again, I'm going to look you right in the eyes, look at me. If you skip boxes... If you skip boxes, bitch, again, death to them all. Mm-hmm. I hate them. Why do they do that? I got fucking...
I know, it's kind of like, what is happening?
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up the episode?
Is that your answer then to knowing yourself?
Oh. You know yourself? I think I do.
Because we started going into work.
I know, it's just work. I know. I think I know myself pretty well.
And I do have one more question. What's one lesson you learned this year since? This year's about to end.
Oh, this year's about to end. You're right.
So what's one lesson you've learned about yourself?
Something I've learned about me?
I definitely learned... I feel like my...
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to work it. I was going to say like my healing journey, but like... I wouldn't say healing, but I feel like I mean, I guess it is healing, but I would say more like how I go about things.
Mm-hmm.
On how I was before. Has definitely changed. I've learned that part. I was like, I feel like I didn't have that much growth this year.
Really?
I feel like last year I had... I feel like I saw something move. I got real scared. I feel like last year, like, mentally, I had, like, a lot of growth. And emotionally. I feel like this year, I feel like I had growth. But I feel like, if anything, maybe I understood it more.
Uh-huh.
On how I deal with things. I wouldn't say, like, I grew in it, but I guess, like, yeah, I grew in it. Because, like, I'm understanding it more. But, yeah, I feel like I had more understanding of it than growing on it.
I feel like... I've definitely learned to take some things a little less serious than I usually do, because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like a lot of the time I would be taking things more, especially, like, work and stuff, I would take it the most serious, like, if I don't do this, the store's gonna blow up,
mm-hmm.
and, or, like, you know, and I also other aspects of my life, but, like, I've just learned to take things a little less serious. I think I've done a lot of growing this year as mm-hmm. a person. Physically too, but
oh no, yeah, like physically I feel like I've definitely like changed, but that's not a lesson.
Oh, I just mean like I've gotten fat, but I don't think I've gotten fat. I've lost weight. I know you're over here looking skinny, mini, looking even tiny, look beautiful, and I'm over here looking like beluga.
I know, you can like barely see me right now.
Not I'm
wait, I was saying I know part to me, man. I didn't think you were gonna say that.
Wow. Don't touch me.
I can't. You're like everywhere.
Wow. I can't
Anyways. Lessons. But like, I wouldn't say that's a really much of a lesson I learned. I just like understand myself. Anyway, what's your lesson?
I told you.
Your lesson was what?
I've learned to take stuff less seriously.
Oh. I guess I just learned to understand myself a little more. What? That's mine. Well, yeah, because of mindset, just understanding myself more. But that was my lesson.
Do you understand yourself?
Yes.
Sorry, I guess you're the one with that ugly whale touching my shoulder. A beluga, as I said.
You know something else that makes me laugh? When we were coming back from New York last time, and you kept touching me, I remember you kept pushing you away. I realized I also don't really like being touched sometimes. Like, sometimes I don't mind it, but sometimes I really don't fucking like it. And it's specific moments, and that was a specific moment. Whenever I'm sleeping, I don't want to be touched sometimes.
I'm a very touchy gal.
Yeah, I remember when we were on the train, you kept touching me, and I was like, touching me. Literally, every time I felt you, I was like, piss it off. Like, it pissed me off.
Get the fuck.
And it makes me laugh now. I'm like, damn, I feel bad. Like, I was literally just pushing you. And it's like, you were sleeping also.
I was
sleeping. You were sleeping also. Just, like, accidentally touching me. And I would be like.
Oh, I was saying, no wonder I don't remember.
Really? You don't remember? Because I feel like at some place you were like, I mean, listen, I fell asleep on a train too. But, like, I feel like it wasn't, like, easy sleeping. No. Like, I feel like it was half sleep, honestly.
The train sleep is, like,
so I'm surprised you don't remember me pushing you. No, yeah, it's because I feel like you did mention something to me about it, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
I feel like you did.
The train sleep is the worst. We get there so late. I know this time I'm going to be fucking miserable, because I fixed my sleep schedule since then. I'm going to sleep around, like, 11:30 midnight now. And I know being up till, like, almost 4 in the morning, I'm going to... on that train, girl. I'm going to be so tired. But also, like, it's going to be, like...
Honestly, I think I'll be fine, because, I go to sleep, like, around, like, 12-ish, usually. I will say, I have been going to sleep pretty late recently. Like, I'm so tired. But, I'll wake up early, because obviously I gotta go to work. Like, around, like, 5, I'll wake up.
I'm so tired.
You know, I am. Literally, all of earlier this week, and last week, I was so fucking tired, so fucking tired. And then I told you, so busy. Which, obviously, the tired part is on me, going to sleep late. But, anyways, I'm not really worried about, like, how I'm gonna be. Because I always pull through. I mean, I went to sleep yesterday around 2. Woke up today around 7 something.
Wow.
Which again is, I mean, I did get a good decent amount of sleep. That looks so but still pretty late. And I'm going to be awake this whole time. I mean, I'm fine right now.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm ready to wrap this up.
Since we're ready to wrap up this episode, Maria, I have a question.
What?
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my gosh. We're on all Shoot Me platforms.
Every single one.
So there's literally no excuse to like not search us. Also, like, the thing makes it so easy for you guys. He literally has links.
Literally put
like,
links
like, it's so easy. But if you want to find us also on our socials, if TikTok's still around, We are on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And then I'm on Instagram as xo.xo.maria with two A's. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. Nathaniel, where can I find you?
If you guys want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Nags on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. And I also have my own podcast. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh, is you like telling everyone? That's how I find out.
No, I
that
don't.
He wants to end this.
I don't have my own podcast. This is my only one.
Let us know how you feel about like the new intro.
Oh yeah, we
the new intro, new outro.
A new intro, new outro, and new mid-roll.
Yeah, let's say be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, be on the
or
lookout.
Or you can put that in the suit.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be in this episode. This is gonna be episode. This is the first one it gets put in. I put a little teaser in last week's episode about it. So, and the week before last, I did a little teaser about our new. Oh, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, you find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Pushing out some good content. I'm not. I say it every time. I haven't posted in a while.
Oh my.
All Twitter? Of them. All of them. Oh. Every single one. I haven't posted in a good minute. But, we gotta go.
Yeah. We gotta go. Call Ted or whatever.
Oh!
I said I'm not tired. I know. I literally gotta yawn. Okay, but, like, you were just yapping on and on and on.
Oh!
As if this is not a podcast where we're supposed to yap.
I know. Anyway, my name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
Good.
Bye, yeah, 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 yeah